Presumably, we are maintaining the knowledge that this is the kingdom of God. You had a taste for a few minutes of how difficult it is, especially with the need to have a drink of water or get a breath of fresh air or whatever. And it will be even more difficult when you're not with your spiritual household. Nevertheless, because you know that you are the Christ of God, and because you are determined to walk here and now in the kingdom of God, you must stop depending on a human mind. It cannot open the invisible gate to the kingdom of infinity. Because you are Christ, as Infinite Way teaches, you already have the Christ mind. Use it. Until the Christ mind is your only mind, you will be in duality. You will be tempted to resist illusions, to seek what you already possess, and to repeat errors. That you conquered 10 or 20 years ago, and maybe 10 or 20 lifetimes ago. We are now entering a higher level of initiation. And the permanent fruitage falls off the tree. Only when you give your Christ mind full rein, because only your Christ mind can break sense hypnosis. Christ mind is the highest level of your spiritual center. Christ mind knows only spirit is present. It never violates this truth. It never acknowledges spirit with a deaf ear or a withered arm. Christ's mind has taken a Sabbath from the senses and from the world of the senses. Christ's mind recognizes its perfect self in everyone, everywhere. It knows no person. It knows only spirit man. And the reason it knows no person is because it knows no personal me. It is not a personal individual self. It does not inhabit a finite form. It has no sense of personal selfhood in a finite universe. Christ's mind is integrated with the spiritual universe and inseparable from it. It governs the spiritual universe in which it lives. All power flows from God through the Christ mind. And there is no other power. Christ mind is the power of God maintaining a perfect spiritual universe. Christ's mind takes no thought. It is the single I, a perfect transparency for God's thought, which translates into spiritual form and spiritual action, governed forever by perfect spiritual law. Is this where you want to live? In this Christ mind? Then you must forsake the human mind. In forsaking human thought, which appears falsely as material form, material action, and material power, you are connected with the Christ mind, which is powered by divine will. In the silence of the human mind, divine will, through your Christ mind, governs your life. Christ mind knows only the perfect will of Spirit. It is not influenced by human circumstances or the will of men. It is not tempted by material or human conditions. It knows the perfection of Spirit is unconditioned. Always infallible. Flawless. Functioning without interruption. Christ's mind receives unlimited divine love, which it bestows on the infinite spiritual universe, just as sunlight pours upon the earth. That divine love is an automatic attribute which bathes every individual who has transcended the good and evil sense temptations of the human mind. Christ's mind is the source, the form, the action, and the substance of its spiritual universe. In its presence, the imitation universe of time, space, and matter is without power. In the presence of the realized Christ mind, the universal mind, with its tree of good and evil, is replaced, and the Christ itself lives in the eternal creation where evil is not. One of the most sublime teachings in the Bible, one too easily overlooked, is transmutation. It comes to us in several hidden ways, but it is the pinnacle of the Christ teaching. The most revolutionary teaching on earth. And it is the ultimate destiny of every Christ disciple. Abide in me, and you will bear fruit richly. Now that sounds like the law of supply and grace. But it is a veiled statement of your transmutation from a mortal who dies to an immortal who walks in another body, which is eternal flesh, the light of God itself. You may have noticed, perhaps, that a peach tree does not make a decision to grow peaches, nor does a papaya tree decide to produce papayas. If the production of fruit depended on the will or thought of the tree would be barren and it would die. Human thought is duality. It separates us from the will and the action of God. The tree of life does not produce good and evil forms, good and evil ideas, good and evil action. Divine thought is the power that runs throughout the tree of life. Another word for divine thought is inner revelation. As revelation or divine thought runs through you, you bear fruit richly. Not bigger oranges or avocados, but spiritual fruit. You enter new mansions of consciousness beyond sense hypnosis, beyond human death. You literally become new fruit. And that new fruit on the tree of life is the new man. The incorporeal man of spirit who can never be buried. Human thought blocks new fruit. In sense hypnosis, we are separated from all that God has, unable to experience heaven on earth, vulnerable to the full battery of false external powers, but reborn to the Christ mind, we walk again in the invisible kingdom. Once more, the secret of transmutation is given in the Word made flesh. Like fruit ripening on a tree, man ripens in the Christ mind. Above human thought. Above human form and action. And here divine form flows from God's essence. Unconditioned Christ mind knows only God's pure divine thought and converts this thought to spiritual form, which replaces the universal mind process that converts the universal mind into mortal forms that are temporary, imperfect, vulnerable, living transient lifespans. The image of spiritual creation is the Word made flesh. The outpicturing of the Christ mind as the image and likeness of God. This process of transmutation, conversion of essence into spiritual flesh, through the Christ mind, is biblically demonstrated by the multiplication of loaves and fishes without human thought. Christ mind is the automatic substance of the loaves and fishes. Again, with Lazarus, immortal essence replaces an earth form. The purified Christ mind is an instrument for unconditioned soul essence. Through Christ, soul manifests the real universe, the real man. Spiritual truth is crystallized into individual identity, making spiritual flesh. We often forget that Jesus came into visibility on earth to teach us who we are. When he healed, he was teaching that we can attain the Christ mind, which heals. When he used that Christ mind to raise Lazarus from the dead, he was teaching that our Christ mind can raise us from dead material sense to immortal spirit, when he told us that his spiritual body could never be buried. His words made no impression, because we did not realize that he was talking about our own spiritual body and its invisible presence on earth. Let me refresh your memory. In Matthew, we are told that Jesus said to a scribe, "The foxes have holes, the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head." What was he revealing? He was telling the human race, "I cannot be buried. I am spiritual flesh, living on a different dimension than material flesh. In your dimension, you see an image of me. But I am not living in the image you see. I am not living in your world. I live in the spiritual universe, where life is divine and has no opposite. All you can bury about me is the three-dimensional sense image you entertain in your mind about my higher dimensional reality." So they buried his three-dimensional image. But Christ was not inside that image and became visible again. The new Christed man, who cannot be buried, is the same higher dimensional self of everyone who walks this earth. If you still think that you are inside a mortal image, when death strikes, you have missed the secret of transmutation. On the other hand, if you are reborn through your Christ mind to know that you have overcome the illusion of structural form, for you death will be a mirage. Life is an ever-ascending revelation of God's glory, and you will not be in the mortal form when it is buried by the living dead. Our meditation will be God created, no material person. Apply it to yourself, to your family, wife, children, husband, parents. Come back to yourself. God created no material persons. Do you think what God created can have a lump in the breast? Or this kind of sectomy and that kind of sectomy and every other kind of sectomy in the medical dictionary? Do you think that happens to God's creation? It happens to the material sense of a man or a woman. And it's planted there by the universal mind. Come out of her. Out of that Jezebel mind. Were you worried about your son's meningitis? It was because somehow the belief had entered that this was not the Christ of God. Ah, but there's another father. A father who said, but this is the Christ of God. And what happened to the meningitis? What happened when mother and father stood there knowing the identity of this boy? This young man. They were not accepting a material person. They met the world mind in their mind. And their mind stood still and took a Sabbath. It was saying to the world mind, you go no further. You can plant the image in my mind, but you can't make me believe it. My belief is where I stop the world mind. I do not believe what it plants in me. No, God made no material man and woman. God made spiritual man and woman. And in that knowledge, in that incredibly wonderful knowledge, you stand as the one who is the majority. And when you have put in the years of practice and diligence and fidelity to your Christ mind, the power of the Christ mind in you walks the earth as it did for Jesus, revealing everywhere the perfection of the invisible spiritual universe. Please make a permanent note. God made no material persons, but God did create spiritual man who stands right where your mortal sense, your human mind, sees a material person. And all the defects in that material person are as untrue as the good things, because there stands the perfect Spirit of God, the image and likeness of God, that you are calling my son, my mother, my father, my sister, myself. You are looking at invisible man, perfect forever. Page 53, Joel's chapter. Spiritual discernment in living between two worlds. Listen to this. There is no such thing as structural man. We have just lost the entire human race. We must know it is one invisible spirit. Because God is spirit. And God created all that was made. Man is the selfhood that is completely invisible to the eyesight. No one has ever seen man with his eyes. That's old Joel's statement. Well, we knew that no man had ever seen God. Now we discover that no man has ever seen man. And Joel adds this: sinful, disease, deformed man is material sense obscuring our vision. It's pretty hard to just go on without wanting to stop and chew every word and digest it so that it's an automatic knowledge within us. It's as if you are building X-ray vision to look through the form at the spirit. That's what the Christ mind does. Jesus did that every time he encountered another so-called case. There was one. It was Peter's mother-in-law. And the importance of that was that not only did he heal her, but she was old. But you'd never have known that she was old if you looked at the way Jesus went about it. He couldn't accept her old age. Because, you see, spirit has no age. He's seeing spirit. Spirit isn't old. Spirit was never born. Spirit never dies. And so the form that dies doesn't change what's there. The form that's sick doesn't change what's there. And here's Jesus looking at the Spirit of God. He didn't even have to heal it. It was perfect as the Father. And so in his Christ mind, knowing the truth, there was the power. But he had to know the truth. If he didn't know the truth, he wouldn't have been in the Christ mind, would he? If he said, look at this old lady, that wouldn't have been the Christ mind. And so when you're doing that, when you're identifying the young, the old, the intermediate, the male, the female, you're not in your Christ mind at all. You're in material sense. Now, because the way shower showed us that he could heal this woman by knowing she was spirit, Joel gives us this statement, and it's on page 51 of that chapter. Chapter 5, he says, Jesus knew that there could be no material person. And I'd like to rephrase that thought to read, the Christ mind of Jesus knew that there could be no material person. So if you want to know that, you'll have to find your Christ mind because it already knows it. If you want to know that earthquakes aren't going to push California into the ocean, you'll have to find your Christ mind because it already knows that. And as we have often meditated on the non-power of H-bombs, If we have had any effect, it is because we departed from the human sense mind and went into the realization of the Christ mind, which already knows that H-bombs have no destructive power. Not only was the woman not old, she was not corporeal. Because God is spirit, and spirit is individual selfhood. And that's the purpose of the demonstration in the Bible of Jesus healing Peter's mother-in-law. There's another mystery. But first, let's see Joel's statement. The mystery is not how a material world came about. You know how science worries about that. They've got books on how the material world was created. Joel says the mystery is not at all how a material world came about, but rather the discovery that it never did. There never has been a second creation. Similarly, he says, there is a sense of evil, but there is no evil. The two worlds, quoting Joel, are the real world of God's creation, with God expressing as individual being, your being and mine, friend and foe. And the other world, which is not a world, is material sense forming its own illusory concepts about the world. And then making us act like squirrels in a cage. I'd like you to think about rereading pages 51, 2, 3, 4, and 5 of that chapter. On 54, he says, as our spiritual faculties are enlarged, and you might say as we become more aware of our Christ mind, every aspect of limitation begins to disappear. That's what's waiting for you at the end of this rainbow. Your Christ mind enlarges, enriches and deepens your spiritual faculties. And then the imitation universe begins to fade away. Quote again, the ability to move from the world of material sense into the world of spiritual discernment is proportionate to our ability to close our eyes to the appearance and wait for the inner intuition, the voice of God, to reveal to us the truth of what we are beholding. This is called being silent before God. The meek inheriting the earth. I see here that Joel refers to tidal waves quite a bit. Is there a material universe, or does a tidal wave represent merely a material sense of universe? Well, if you go back to the single eye, you have your answer. Students who have developed a single-eye consciousness can answer that one very easily because they have been surprised very pleasantly to discover that external threats often diminish to a whimper when faced with the single-eye or Christ consciousness. And physical challenges that used to tear us apart are often brought to their knees before they gain a foothold. All external powers are false. There are no defects in God's kingdom. God never made a mistake. And so if we practice the knowledge of that one perfect creator, the one perfect cause, you'll discover that your single eye is more than a match for the false fury of the elements. Your single eye is always silent before God because it knows there is only one creator. And you will know you are not in the single eye when you are interpreting reality. On the other hand, you are in the single eye when you are not interpreting reality, when you are not judging, when you are free of human beliefs, then you are a pure avenue of awareness for divine intelligence, unconditioned, governed by God consciousness, purified of human thought. Your senses are silent with no human discoloration. And this, in this meekness of the single eye, which inherits the earth, you will find that you have mastered the silence before God. And you can bear infinite truth. So to Joel's question, is there a material universe, or does a tidal wave represent merely a material sense of universe? We've seen some of that recently out here. That same tidal wave from either the Aleutians, I think it might have been the Aleutians, that you recently had on the coast of California and up there in Oregon. We had it down here in the Garden Island and the Isle of Rainbows. And we weren't thinking about rainbows that day. We were standing on hills. The community in the lowlands were forced to evacuate and stand on the hills and watch for the coming tidal waves. They didn't come. They were merely a material sense of universe. And those of you who have experienced this know the joy of being able to stand in your single eye and watch the illusion trickle down to a little whisper. This world, says Joel, is a mental world. The body cannot be sick without accepting sickness first in the mind. And to conclude his thought, there is no influence out here affecting us. Higher consciousness breaks hypnosis of world beliefs floating about in the air. I always like to take the ultimate human experience called death and see that it is as much of a mirage as a tidal wave. The moment you're a transparency for God, divine intelligence flows. The Christ mind opens your inner eye and your inner ear. It awakens you from five sense images. It replaces the world mind. You no longer operate inside form. You are liberated into the hands of the Eternal Father, into the peace beyond understanding, above the good and the bad, liberated from the glass darkly of the senses. And divine law governs through the one mind, which is the Christ mind. Eternal reality reveals its original perfection. Today has been a glorious day, sharing with you this oneness in spirit. There will be many new inner plane experiences. The world may momentarily disappear and new material forms appear. Be ready for it. If you hear the voice, the quickening, be ready for it. If there is a stupendous new development, be ready for it. Because when you are momentarily out of body, everything glorious happens. Reluctantly, I bid you farewell, but just know that we stand in the one Christ mind, the one self, ever one, ever the living light of the living Father. Blessings from Kauai.